Lecture 30. We start looking at pesticides and Agent Orange then, which is being sprayed out over jungles as a defoliant, was a pesticide that was in widespread use in terms of quantities of material in Vietnam over several years. Function of that particular pesticide then was to control those pesty trees, in other words, completely defoliate everything that was a plant in the forest. But in general, a pesticide simply used to control the number of pests, repel them completely from that zone, prevent them from establishing themselves, or typically speaking, completely destroy them. Now, pesticides then are often water pollutants. In Queensland, if you get a fish kill, first of all, people go, it must be a pesticide that's hit that water, but more often we now know it's probably going to be a problem of oxygen, dissolved oxygen concentration. We classify the pesticide then into the target pest, so insecticides targeting insects, and DDT is our example. So DDT we've already looked at in the past. What did it stand for? Yep, and do you feel you could draw it? Good. That's where everybody needs to be by the time you get to the exam. Now, we're going to go through lots more, and they get quite a lot more complicated than that. I will give you some aids that will point you in the direction of things that you might need to practice drawing structures of before the final exam. So Agent Orange then was a mix of 2,4,5-T and 2,4-D, which are chemicals used as herbicides. And in themselves, they're not so bad. It was simply a trace of toxic organics that were present in these that were the problem. It turned out that it was quite easy to get rid of that trace dioxin, which was a toxic organic, from the 2,4-D, but the process of synthesizing 2,4,5-T is much more problematic. So this guy's been banned, but 2,4-D is still out there. Fungicides targeting funguses, they're quite hard to get rid of. Bordeaux mix is an example, so this is now an inorganic pesticide. Rodenticides to take out rodents. Now, rodents then, it's pretty hard to take out a rodent without taking out a mammal. So 1080 poison is a classic, it's really a mammal side. So it might take out a dingo, it might take out a rabbit, it might take out anything furry or humanoid or whatever. So it's quite unselective. The suffix "-ide", then, at the end, is simply mean to kill. So we've got slimicide, or if it's a general piece of biology side, it's a bio.